Music is on the menu at Poptall School, a state-run girls' school in North London. Lessons like these could soon be cut as schools are forced to make savings. The surging cost of materials, energy and wages mean 54% of schools won't be able to balance their budgets without stripping back. Head teacher Evelyn Ford says she'll have to find an extra $120,000 to pay for the government's unfunded wage increases, even though her school is on a fixed energy deal, so is better off than most.
Things like drama, music, art, DT, those will be the ones that school and college leaders will have to think quite carefully as to whether or not they can continue to offer those. And that cannot be okay. If we're saying that our young people are the future and actually they should have this breadth of experience and this broad and balanced curriculum, if you haven't got the staff and then you can't afford to run them, our young people are really going to miss out.
How many different type of triangle we learned?
Students are still struggling to regain ground lost during COVID and are acutely aware that they're being shortchanged.
Some of our generation aren't going to be able to teach maths, English, science because our teachers are so stressed currently, they're underpaid, so we're not getting the full education that we should be getting.
In the staff room, food is on offer for teachers who might be struggling to make ends meet. Teaching assistants play a vital role supporting the most vulnerable children, but often would be paid better if they worked in supermarkets.
We enjoy the job that we do, but we have to be realistic. We're not all just individuals, we're people with families as well. We do have expenditure, we do have bills that we need to pay. Our wages aren't covering that anymore.
Which is here.
The government has increased school funding by $4.7 billion this year. Schools say that's been swallowed up by rising energy costs, the 5% salary increases and the COVID catch-up programmes. Despite promises to bring spending back to 2010 levels, accounting for inflation, that target will be missed.
By 2024, the amount the government spends per pupil is expected to be less than what it was in 2010. Schools are only just emerging from a decade of austerity in which they were forced to make cutbacks. But the cuts that are to come could threaten the very welfare and long-term prospects of children across the country. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, North London.